Episode 9.
Yeah. Start the year on episode 9.
I gotta stop doing this at the start, haven't I, really? Because at some point.
Yeah, we're gonna be people like, yes, we can count.
Yes,
We
we
know
know.
this
We.
isn't, or we can read. We can
Right.
see this is number 9.
Ninth community conversations, me and you. This is a conversation all about community, how to find them, how to create them, how to become part of one, all the goodness in between. But I guess just to really phrase it for this 2024, whilst I eat my Dairy Milk buttons, not sponsored, why is community so passionate? Why are you so passionate about communities, Abby?
For me, it's being part of something bigger than myself, and seeing what that can do for others as well, and collectively what we can achieve together in a nutshell.
100%. For me, it's about belonging. Just belonging somewhere where you can both rest, be inspired, like be connected. Like it's just your place, isn't it? And I don't think, if I think about the communities I exist and belong to, it's not many. And I guess that comes with wisdom to know where are my places. And I guess that's in part
Based
some of the
on people,
conversations we some of the conversations we've had up until now have been, okay, well, how do we find communities that represent the essence of guess who we are? And for me, there's two bits to that. There's one is how do I add value, and what's the value I want to receive? And communities provide that kind of wonderful two-way.
Yeah, the word like the reciprocity has come up a fair bit for me in the last couple of weeks, actually, and I'm sort of pondering on the idea of why that's come up. And I think that's kind of like you're just saying, like the kind of spaces and places that I'm putting myself in. Like as I've just said, I do that for myself, but obviously to help others. And so for myself, I'm putting myself in and doing the work, showing up, whatever it is, in order to get something back from that, whether that's just a feeling of peace, of joy, of accomplishment, or whatever that community is offering.
I think nature is a perfect example of reciprocity. It's like there's no expectation, but it's built that way. It's like the flower and the bee, like that exchange, like I'll come and take your nectar in exchange for my pollination. And it's just a wonderful system built that way. And I think if we could start to see ourselves as both the flower and the bee, we might see how we can both contribute and gain, receive in any way.
Absolutely. I felt a bit that way this week when I found my way to the water again on Monday. It was that I had a moment. Well, I sat there for about an hour. I know we're slightly digressing here, but it was that like it felt like I was still part of something, even though I sat there on my own. The community like can mean so many, or can look and feel like so many different things for everybody, which again is,
Well, yeah, because we talked in the past, haven't we, about community just simply meaning coming together as one. And how much of an out-of-body experience is that when that community extends to more than just the human species? Okay, we've gone there. It's only like tw 10 minutes into
I know.
2024.
We're like 2 minutes
I
in
mean,
and we're like hitting it, but
in the back of my mind, I was just singing Honey to the Bee, that's you for me. Who was
yeah,
that? Who sang that?
that was the Honeys, wasn't it? Did they sing that? There was a group
Oh,
Honeys, wasn't there?
I thought it
Oh
was
no,
Billy.
that's Billy
Billy
Piper.
Piper. Come
Yeah,
on, I knew that.
but yeah, there was a group called the Honeys. Yeah, but no, there is something like you're saying about nature. Like I took my shoes off and my feet touched the water, and it's just a moment where those two things come together that creates the same feeling as like a physical hug with somebody in a community, or a conversation with somebody in a community when, it's hard to describe. It's again, it's what we always talk about, it's an experience, right? It's
Well, yeah, and I think it comes down to, I was interviewing someone on the podcast yesterday for an episode that's going out in a couple of weeks, and one of the things she talked about, just the being in nature, is that it just calms your nervous system down. It's like that interaction is like, okay, cool, I feel your presence within my wider. You know how some people feel calmer around horses? You know, there's talk about like
Oh, yeah.
the electromagnetic, the bigger heart
100%.
brings our
Yeah.
heart into kind of
Yeah.
coherence. Well, I think nature is an even bigger kind of like heartbeat to it that just brings us into coherence, all the nervous systems.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are here to talk to listen to us talk about community.
I know, I know.
None of this hippie stuff.
I know, we could go on about it
Well,
forever.
we had a little bit of a chat, and I was thinking about what do we talk about? What's the best way of phrasing a conversation that's going to both help people find a community or create a community? And I think that one of the things that has been really obvious to me over the last sort of year, a couple of years, that's important to help with the cross-pollination of community, shall we say, is having community champions, is having people that are a champion for your communities, whether that be people that don the blue heart around Loudons or in the community, or whether it be people on Facebook recommending other people to join. Like, I think
Absolutely.
community champions are the lifeblood of communities.
Yeah, I really feel that. I look out often and I see everybody that comes together under our Always Better Than Yesterday umbrella, and you can just tell that they all see, hear, believe the same thing when they're in this space. And I think the message obviously transcends from them in their own way, but I feel like we have built something where people are going out into the world wherever they are and sharing our message, and everyone is getting the same message, which is,
What is our message?
it's the whole, we are a safe space. You come as you are and you leave feeling a little bit better.
Yeah. Now summarize that in one word.
Love.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, it's right in the
Is.
middle of here, dude. Right in the
There is.
middle of
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
that I think love is a life source energy that needs to be experienced. And I think the community champions, I got a definition here. It says a community champion is an enthusiastic and dedicated member who goes and above and beyond to support and enhance the community experience. And I think that's the important thing, isn't it? We invite people to an experience. I'm done with trying to convince people to come and be part of our community, to come and get our services. Like, just it's all here. Like, there's enough information out there for you to have a rough sense, because we speak from the heart, right? You're going to connect with the word. I'm not going to convince you. If you got ears, you're going to hear, right? The next bit is the invitation. Do you come and play your part? Do you come and get involved? Do you come and get yourself an experience? There'll be many people listening to this that are part of the community that like being on the edges. They like watching, they like observing. But maybe this year we'll invite them to come off the bench and come and play. Come and have a go at interacting with some of these wonderful people within our greenhouse, because that's where the growth happens, not just in the listening and in the shadows, but
Which
actually
all,
allowing the exchange
yeah,
of energy.
we're all about doing as well, aren't we? And that's where that comes into play, I think, whether that's coming along to one of our coffee mornings or running a session or going for a walk or just meeting up with one another, whatever that looks like, our love extends out in so many different ways within this space. It's not prescriptive really in any kind of way. And we know that just by being a part of this community, you are gonna feel better,
Yeah, I was listening to something on an audiobook yesterday. I'm just going to try and find it, because that what you've just said literally relates to what we're saying, because they talked about how when you know you're living from the heart, right? So how do we know when you're living through your heart? Well, what this book was saying is that when you go on this journey internally and you can heal that which is making you feel like you are lacking or inadequate or not good enough, you come to the realization that you have all you need, right? This is heart set stuff, that you have all you need. And then the wonderful thing that that person then becomes is a beacon of that for other people. So when we talk about heart work, you know, the sharing of that wholeness, we then create the possibility of healing in another. So when we create community, when you literally can place yourself in an environment, you open yourself to both healing and to heal others. And I think that's the wonderful thing about bringing like-hearted humans together. That's what our community is, right? Like-hearted people who share a heart or a set of values or a set of beliefs that look and sound and act very different. That's what, you know, unity doesn't have to be looking the same. Quite the opposite. It's like the mosaic, right?
Yeah, I think that's, and again, that for me is part of the appeal of, excuse me, of this community, is that it does show up in so many different guises, which is wonderful and is just enriching to the whole experience, in my opinion. And I just like invite everyone to kind of come in, try it on, see which bit fits, you know, what works, you know, and I mean, that's kind of been my experience with this whole, I don't know, other word than journey to use, but like journey of self-discovery and everything. It's take a piece from here, take a bit from there, or something that that person said or something that person's done, give that a try. It is literally this mosaic, like you've mentioned, and you build it up to make it work for you.
Yeah.
And we have got a plethora of people and experiences here that I know we can vouch for and vouch for one another, that, you know, we all just would benefit from each other a heck of a lot more.
You know, so this one phrase, so I'm listening to a book by Dolores Cannon, right? So she's all about past life regressions, hypnosis, and still don't know how I wrestle that idea to the ground, but the insights that she's bringing forth from this past life, right? This lady, Naomi, who interacted with Jesus back in the day, right? She says that these are some of her teachings that she's learned from him. She says that helping without need for anything in return is a sign that you are living from the heart. You have healed yourself and you are capable of loving and supporting others without expectations. You allow the awareness that all is perfect and you have all that you need. So now allow that awareness to transfer to others.
I think I actually use that. I use that phrase a lot more regularly in conversation with people now.
Yeah.
When I see that they're, if they've mentioned that they're struggling, or if they've mentioned a change in how they feel, you know, use it as like a reminder of, you know, that you have all that you need, that therefore you can show up as you need to wherever you go. Kind of coming back to like the heart a little bit again here, I was wearing this again the other day. And just so it immediately strikes up a conversation, doesn't it? And this was with someone like new. They're like, so what is that on your jumper? And so, you know, just lends itself perfectly to then sort of just aiming to describe who we are, what we do and what we stand for. And immediately it kind of sparks their interest, this phrase of always being a little bit better than yesterday. And I got this beautiful message later on, just reflecting and saying, well, I felt a bit rubbish before we met and this, that, and the other. But I've come away just like listening to you, feeling a little bit lighter, feeling a little bit more optimistic, excited about the possibilities of what being better than yesterday looks like. And I just think that was just one interaction with one person. We've got nearly 1,000 people here in this community. If every single person is probably, they're doing it anyway, without realizing, even out there doing that, what kind of like beautiful effect it's having on the world.
I love that. Well, thank you for you being you and being the example, because I guess one of the things that we talk about in our mastermind is that as we learn, as we evolve and expand, our role is to integrate that. Like, it's almost like we've gone through the spiral and we get back to the beginning, but we're a level higher. We've got a level higher. So we integrate all that we've learned, the good, the bad, the indifferent. And I think that's what you're showing that you've done, is that you're embodying this sense of Abby, who's an expansive version. You're both the same and infinitely different, like as being part of this. And and that's so our greatest testimony is the way that we love people, right? You know, let's not go around talking about, oh, how healed we are. Like, our words and our actions will be a demonstration of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's ever a point where, not that I don't trust people that say they are healed, but I think there's always going to be that room for that little bit more to work on, and challenges come our way and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it's recognizing where we are right now and what we can bring to the conversation right now. And
that is
all the stuff that has been learned and practiced and, like you say, embodied and lived.
And, you know, that's not us just saying, you know, that's not us just saying, hey, we're a healing community.
Like, no.
That's literally the opposite of what we're saying. We're not saying, hey, come to us, we're therapists, we're healers, but the healing is the byproduct of being, you know, met with love, served with love, you know,
surrounded by these people.
Yeah. And that's what we make possible.
Yes.
You know, I always think about the start of this community back in the early days, you know, and Bill Mitchell and Hayley Chinoweth, like they were like two of the most special people for me, because they were literal champions of this community. And like, you know, they're both super humble, both super kind of like, I guess to be honest with them, is they put themselves less than.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they put themselves super, super grateful to be here in a way that was less than. And I was like, not a chance. Like, I get so much back from you two that like, it was just because, you know, the support and the encouragement they gave a young lad who was just getting out into the, you know, it's just like, oh, it's a two, like, friend, it's like friendship. It's not like, it's not this, it was this, but different this. It's like, I gave them exactly what they needed at that time, which was just mindset stuff and confidence stuff and just somewhere to belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back, like, the encouragement and wow, this stuff works and this stuff matters and this stuff changes lives. And I'm like, it's a two-way thing. You just don't know what effect you're having on people.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And that's incredible. And look how, I guess as well, that's, in your example, has then propelled us to be into year. Is this year seven? Or year six?
So we're 6.5 years in.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. To bring you to that point. And again, that's just going to be happening for everyone everywhere, which, like, that's the stuff that just gets me all like, oh, like, the goodness that can come from community and these community champions, you know, whether that's championing, I can't say the word, you know what I mean?
No, I'm gonna let you keep doing it because it's quite entertaining.
We haven't drunk enough coffee. whether it's for this community or their own community or any community that they're a part of, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think about some of the communities you champion, like you're obviously part of your Positivity PT group with, you know, that's like a growing community. The singing stuff that you do down in Salisbury, like you're a champion of communities. And like, I think when you find a place where you belong, you love sharing that with other people.
Yeah.
So that other people may be benefited.
Hopefully benefit,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone will resonate with everything. I appreciate that. But I still know that there's going to be one or two that will be like, ooh, that makes them think of something else or a different avenue that they might want to go down. So I think it's the whole showing up, isn't it? It's the showing up. Having a go at something, looking at the benefits of it, and sometimes sharing the not so good stuff as well, so that we learn and we grow through it as well.
Well, it's putting it all in the middle, isn't it? Because if it doesn't, it doesn't have the chance of seeing the light and growing. The paradox of what I just said, right, about sharing communities, I know that there have been a small handful of communities that I have not shared with people. Why? Because that's my safe space. Like, it's really interesting. So for any community leaders out there listening, anyone that's got a business, you'll know what I mean when I say this, is that sometimes you're so busy leading others that you need a space for you to go and rest. I liken it to, you know, like in the Tour de France, where the peloton, like, they all have to follow the lead bike. And then after a while, that lead cyclist has to get back and get amongst the group somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's, having that awareness for me has been really useful over the last 2 to 3 years, because like with this community, like with the mastermind, I'm leading.
Yeah.
Even though my style of leadership is connecting people, I'm still in a leadership position, right? Whereas some places, you know, I went to Bob Berg's mentorship with the Go Giver, and like, there was nobody I knew there. It was it was both good and not so good, right? It was good because there was nobody I knew there, and it was not so good because there was nobody I knew there. Like, you know, and then it required me to
speak up and get involved.
And I was like, oh, I'm too. I actually realized I have a high degree of introversion if I don't know people, which is a bizarre thing. Lisa's like, what?
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a real insight and awareness I've got of myself the last 5 years is that I'm really extroverted if I go to networking with a friend. I'm really introverted if I go to networking on my own. What's that? Someone psychoanalyze me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth looking at, isn't it? No, I love it.
Go on, carry on.
Sorry, no, go on, ask a question.
I was going to say, what do you think are the barriers to community? You know, we had Kat Moore, Director of Belonging at University of Southern California, come on the podcast and in our group a couple of years back. And one of the things I took from her conversation is she's like, we're born tethered to another human being. We're meant to belong. We're meant to find these places. We're not meant to go it alone. It's life and death. So what do you think are some of the barriers then to finding these places?
I think a lot of it is stuff that is projected on us, unfortunately. And from my own understanding and experience, what those projections are is that we're here, we come in and we find our family if we've got our family, which is wonderful, but then we work and then we do this and then we come home and then we deal with things at home and then we have no time to do anything else and then we can't go out and explore and expand. And so I think a lot of the barriers are those which are put upon us, and it's our duty, I think, to ourselves and to those around us to kind of open those doors and go and explore. And I think for a lot of people, and I've experienced it myself, it's like, well, who am I to step into that community? What am I bringing to this?
Great question.
Which was definitely a theme. I know when I started with you guys, I was like, well, who am I to speak up and share anything? And what have I got to bring to this conversation, to this
perfect
table?
The questions are perfect questions. They just require an answer of clarity, not one of doubt and distraction. Because when we ask the questions, and who are you, what you got, what do you care about, serve with what you have right where you are, it's like, okay, that simplifies things a lot more.
Yeah, and it brings it back. It's like speaking from the heart again, isn't it? It comes back. Let's bring it back to the heart. And it's
well, because it is the mind that's going, you sure? No, there's better people out there doing that than you. They're not going to want it from you. Like what? That's the enemy. That's the downside of a world.
So it's another barrier. Then I guess what I'm saying is that would be. It's listening too much to this when we should be listening more to this.
100%. Yeah. Because
and understanding what that feels like and what that sounds like as well.
Right.
It's very different.
Yeah. One is characterized by peace, the other one is not. And I was talking to Claire earlier on the phone. I called her to say happy birthday a day late. Happy birthday, Claire, for the second day. And the work of David Hawkins says that the mind is a perception tool. And for the mind to perceive, it needs to separate, meaning that I create a me and I create a you. I create a Ryan and an Abby. I create a male and I create a female. I create a this is my house, this is your time and space. So everything through the mind creates division, separation, which is the barrier to the fact that you are me. We are one, right? This idea that whatever I do to you, affects me, and vice versa. So even acknowledging that, we go, okay, well, the mind's not supposed to lead. The mind isn't supposed to lead. The mind isn't the one that gets to control the most important decisions of our lives. It figures out the second question, which is, okay, how do we do that?
Yeah.
But that's what the mind's best at, the strategizing, the planning, the logic, the learning, not the what matters most. What do we care about? What are we here to do? Who are we? The mind can't articulate who we are. Because it's always based on who should I be? Who do others say I am?
Yeah.
I think I just thought about this question before we came on, and I didn't mean to write three essays. I didn't mean to be that guy. But the three barriers I would put forward to community is one is self. I think the heart of a community is we, not me. And I think a world that is self-obsessed, selfie culture, self-love, self-care, selfies. That's not saying that those things aren't important, but they're not the goal. The goal is to look after myself so that
I can come back to being part of the whole again, not so that I can advance myself above you. So I think a self-focused culture. And then we look at our streets, and you just said the word doors. Doors are a very physical barrier to community, right? If you think about communal spaces, it's a shared space, right? But we don't. We go into our little square buildings and we lock the doors, and sometimes we'll talk to other people on telephone devices and stuff. But generally, how well do you know your neighbours, right? I think my street's a bit of an exception because we've got like an avenue, and it's like we start to do street parties and stuff. That takes human beings and effort, and it's a self. Second is speed. Sometimes we're too busy, and sometimes we're too busy to pay attention to there's actually someone right in front of you that could benefit with what you've got. Sometimes that's holding the door open, sometimes that's a smile, sometimes that's spare change, sometimes that's time. Whatever it is, we miss those opportunities because we're too busy. And I think the last one is silence. We miss out on being part of the community we would love to be part of because we're not brave enough to speak. We're not brave enough to say out loud with words both what we want and what we have to offer. And I think if we had a, much like the near, 900 people in this community who we've never heard from, maybe their experience of this community could be even greater enhanced if they weren't silent.
Yes.
If they were you to use their voice. And that's not like a pressure. That's a wonderful gift and invitation to say, on the other side of you using your voice to say who you are and what you have and what you need and how we can help, it makes that invisible.
Yeah, it
real.
Just breaks it down even more, doesn't it, for other people to then step in, step up and go, hi. I can help you with this, or or how can I help you with this? And I am this person, etc.
So often when we speak something into existence, someone else goes, ah, I know, you should speak to so and so. And before you know it, if you hadn't spoken that into existence, what happens, right, is if I put out to this group, Spotted Trowbridge, perfect example. I'm looking for a recommendation for a personal trainer. Bang. Lots of recommendations. Creating the possibility of a new connection, a new partnership, new work, right? That person had to be brave enough to use their voice, and then other people can get involved and support that goal.
Yeah.
It's the same as what we're here, apart from, as human beings. Like, you are the solution rather than, there's something there is something within everybody in this community that somebody else needs. It's not supposed to be big, small. It's not supposed to look a certain way. It's not supposed. It's just supposed to be shared. And then when
it
shared,
comes as you need it, doesn't it?
And I had this conversation with Lisa all the time about her artwork. Because every time she creates from a space of heart, inside out, and doesn't think about what she's doing, people are like, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
So look at this reaction. I was like, Lisa, do we have to do this again? Do I literally have to remind you that when you allow that to come through you, it is healing for the one who needs it?
Yeah.
You can't strategize.
Three pieces on my walls here in this house. So.
Because it was the right time. It was the right energy.
Yeah.
Like, if she sat down and goes, right, how do I heal Abby now? I'm going to paint something that's going to heal Abby. But like, I'm overthinking it. Whereas she didn't think about anything else other than the expression.
It's what needed to be done.
And then you have the bravery to share it.
Mm.
And people are like, oh my, like Janice. How do people get involved in our community, Abby?
Oh, there's many ways. I'm getting my thinking cap on as to what we can do a little bit more on a regular basis again, because we did have some really good times when we did our member focuses and things like that. I recognise that that was quite a lot of dedication for a lot of people. So I'm just trying to think of a way we can simplify that and get people involved. Obviously, if you're local or fairly local to us in Wiltshire, we have our in-person meetups once a month. We're going to be getting back on doing some of the LinkedIn lives as well, aren't we, and seeing how they go. So that will hopefully encourage more people from a wider audience to kind of come and see us and get involved. But I would just encourage you to share what is on your heart and in your mind with the group, because like we've just said throughout this whole conversation, you never know if there's that one thing that will just resonate with another person at that moment in time, or when they're, you know, scrolling through and it catches their eye. We know that you're here for a reason. You're here because you are a heart-centered leader. And so that in itself is going to resonate with everybody else here. So we would just encourage you to share the wonderful work that you're doing in your own communities. And if there's ways that we can support you, support one another.
Yeah.
That's the kind of conversations that we want to be having.
And if people want to self-nominate themselves to be a community champion underneath your community management.
Absolutely. They can reach out to me. I'll perhaps pop a little post out later on following this in the Facebook group. And if you want to have a conversation, we can do that. I'm always up for that. But yeah, I'll pop something out later today, how you can kind of reach out and we can have a chat about how things can look.
Love it.
Yeah.
Happy days. Yeah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here to the end of our community conversation. Number nine. So we would obviously love for people to join us in conversation. Maybe we could promote that a little bit more. Yes. I think you and I, our energy has needed, like, it's literally been winter, isn't it? It's been hibernation time.
Yeah, we're wintering, definitely.
Yeah. So a little bit of hibernation time, coming back to life. Spring, better watch out, because that energy...
It's building up.
It's not there yet, but it's honestly, I don't know how other people feel, but...
It's building up. Sure.
Happy days. Abby, appreciate you, everyone that's listening. Thank you. Make sure you've subscribed if you haven't. If you're in the process or in the habit of building community and you've got specific questions you'd like us to particularly answer, then drop us an email, podcast@abty.co.uk, or join us live at the next one in February.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Bye.